This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you. Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, excited this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ula Tinsley is back, Trinity graduate, all-around extraordinaire, and former member of the Charlie's Angels. We've talked about that in the past. If you don't know, you got to go back on the archives to enjoy that. But if you scroll up at the top of the page real quick here, you just saw about the Dental Health Connection Summit. I'm going all the way top. Click on Upcoming Events. There's a tab there. I'm doing it right now for those of you watching online. You see the different webinars that are ongoing, and this Dental Health Connection Summit is one of the ones we're supporting, free and online, September 6th through 12th. So you have time, but click on the attend button, sign up. It's free, and learn a whole heck of a lot of good stuff about the dental health connection to all of your health. Remember as well the Health Freedom Expo, October 2nd and 3rd. Then the Nashville event, which is October 22nd through 24th. That's the Truth About Cancer Live event. And what's not up here is on purpose not up here. It's September 21st, and that is the Authoritarians and, well, I don't even like to say it, Critical Race Theory, CRT. And we've got a big event in the Washington, D.C. area near Fairfax, Virginia. Location will be revealed to you only when you get your ticket. It's free, but we have to screen you. We want to know that we know you. You're a real serious person about supporting liberty, freedom. And you're not a racist like the critical race theory promoters. And so then you can get in and just send a message to Superdon, askrsb@gmail.com. Superdon, not right, askrsb@gmail.com.
Yep, or, and please, when you do that, make sure that in the subject line you put something relevant to the event or something.
Yeah,
so,
critical race theory,
so many,
Jonathan
yeah,
E. Ward. Yeah.
I get so many emails that I don't want it to fall through the cracks.
So if you want to be in the D.C. area, I'll be there. Broadcasting and then streaming the event live as well at 6:30 in the evening Eastern Time on September 21st. I don't know if Ula's going to be there, but I'll ask her now because she's joining us now. Ula, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you. Still have my gun.
You're ready. That's Charlie's Angels pose. We love that.
Listening to the first hour and the Fauci, you see my hair is all white now. So.
What was it before?
Slush brunette.
So yeah, Fauci has that effect on me too. I agree. I mean, how this guy can still be given any shred of credibility, it's just beyond me. I know a lot of people see through him, but there's still others that are worshipful of this guy, and he's a false idol if there ever was one.
Well, at least he's pro transparency and honesty. So,
by admitting he's a liar, is that what you're saying?
Right.
Well, I need that smile of yours, Ula, today, based on what we've been going through here. That I've been up front on the loss of loved ones. How's it going in your community? Your husband has a great group that goes to the church that he leads. And how are the health of people doing there? How is their awareness of what to do to protect themselves? And are there any losses in your community?
Thankfully, not many losses that I know of, not in our immediate church family, at least. Some of the relatives or friends died because of COVID complications. Sadly, majority were unhealthy and with pre-existing conditions. But nonetheless, you know, a loss is a loss. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what caused it. It's a loss. But our community seems to be very well prepared in case of C virus.
Mm-hmm.
and they know what to take, and I'm always there for them to answer any questions and share my protocol that I used on Mark and my family. Mm-hmm. And even now when the kids have a little sniffle, you know, we always nebulize. We give silver, of course, orally, and I spray silver in the nose. Mm-hmm. And there's tons of ways to combat the first symptoms if you realize you have first symptoms.
And Super Don, no matter what you say, pierogi enemas are not part of the protocol. I don't care what you say, Super Don. It's just not happening. It's just not. I'm just going to... He gets crazy like that from time to time to push this idea. It's like,
ew.
I don't know where he gets this idea.
No. Pierogi and enema don't go together.
No,
I mean,
no.
You may need an enema after you eat a lot of pierogi, yes.
No, not true. Not the good ones. Not the,
up there.
Not the organic ones.
Yes.
And speaking of organic ones, look, we've got an article here that Super Don found. I don't know who sent who what today on the show, but there's an article about pesticides, common pesticides to be banned over links to problems in children. Now, you know, I've been an advocate for organic food ever since I learned about my food that I ate up until the age of 24 was all pesticide contaminated, and that was part of my problem, all my health challenges from young little Scotty Bell baby to young adult Scotty Bell to transition to Robert Scott Bell eventually as a healthy person. But the Biden administration said Wednesday that widely used pesticide will be banned because it's been linked to neurological damage in children. Now, I don't know that this is something the Biden administration is doing. If he is, it's one thing I would say it's a good move. Even if we don't like Biden, we are have integrity enough to say that's a good move if that's going to happen. But the idea of pesticides being harmful to kids and everybody, you know, we talk about a church environment,
right,
preaching on not just spiritual things, but our temple, our body, the health of our body, that I would encourage every minister to be a minister not only of spirit but of the health of the body, and guide them to cleaner foods as was the food quality even in the Garden of Eden.
Absolutely. And you know, about the pesticides, they already know the danger of glyphosate, right? But still, it is still widely used. And even the non-GMO label, it doesn't necessarily mean that the product is not sprayed. Even if it's non-GMO, it doesn't mean it's organic. So that's what I'm trying to pass to my students and friends who want to learn about the clean food, because non-GMO doesn't mean it hasn't been sprayed. It just means it hasn't been modified, genetically modified.
Mm-hmm.
So people eat a lot of non-GMO chips, non-GMO snacks, you know, and they think they're eating healthy, clean, organic, which is not the same.
No, you're right. There's a differentiation that's important to make. And I remember when my good friend Jeffrey Smith acknowledged that, because, you know, he was a champion against genetic engineering. Mm-hmm. And I always said to him, you know, I'm organic. Yeah, I don't like GMOs, but I don't think that's enough. Because, you know, you avoid GMOs, but then you pesticide yourself, and it's a harmful thing. And, of course, he came to acknowledge, as you know, his promotion of organic being the number one priority here. And even if it's not certified by the federal government, if you know how it's being grown, if you get to know the farmer themselves, they could exceed those standards and not want to spend the money that it takes to get certified. So I'm not only talking about federal certification, but if you personally know, or you become your own gardener/farmer. I just pretty much completed our two greenhouses finally. It's been a big project,
wow,
homemade with some help. My wife was amazing in doing this, and we have set it up now. We've got the soil mix. In fact, last night, I thought my night was done, and I was going to go take it easy, relax, and go to bed. And then I get a call, hey, can you come over tonight? We can prepare the soil, because there's a special blend that the guy I'm working with has. And he is like, I was thinking, okay, I'll go pick it up. No. We got to go and we got to make the blend. So I'm hauling this stuff and then mixing this stuff. I'm like, dude, I wouldn't have worked out so hard in the morning had I known what I was going through in the evening. But boy, did I sleep well later that night. And that's another aspect of, you know, we talk about sleep disturbance as well, is we're not active enough. And I thought about, once again, our culture being so devoid of knowledge of what it takes to be alive. We think that because we have Federal Reserve notes, we have oil or gas to fill in our car, however expensive it is, and we can drive to the grocery store and magically get our food, just as I believed Ula when I was a little boy, mm-hmm. food magically appeared in the grocery store.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
This is an anomaly in the whole history of humanity on the planet.
And oh, I agree.
The risk by just pretending it will never change, that will never, that system of delivery of food will never be challenged, it risks a devastating disaster that does not happen to be. And I'm always reminded of Joseph in the story of in the Bible, you know, about telling the Pharaoh about the 7 years of famine kind of thing, mm-hmm. and to prepare for it, that these are messages for us in a contemporary setting that we should have never ignored, but we got lazy. We got believing in the magic of the 20th century and technology, and we all now have, what, oil slaves. We don't have to have people working for us in the field because they're already working, and oil's doing most of the work for us. This was a message from our dearly departed friend Liam Sheff, by the way, as well, mm-hmm. That acknowledged. So I'm just sharing a story that it just came right home to me as I was really working hard. My physical body was tired.
Yeah.
Not deathly tired, but tired in a sense is that I worked it and I was ready for bed. And it was a good kind of tired and exhaustion that unfortunately most of our people in the West and Americans do not know of. I don't know about your upbringing in Poland, how much physical manual labor you had to do in preparing potatoes to eat under Russian or Soviet rule. I don't know.
I didn't have to, but my grandparents did. So that was my grandparents' gym. You know, they didn't have to go and work out because they had a garden, they had the farm, and that was their workout. But then my parents moved to the big city, and I was a city girl, and sadly I grew up just in the summer. I was helping my grandparents, so I learned about different fruits and vegetables. I was just so oblivious and so ignorant, mm-hmm. yes, about different kinds of food. And, you know, my grandma was an amazing herbalist. And not educated in any natural health medicine schools. It was just by tradition passed on to her. So I knew all about the tinctures and different herbs and different spices used for different ailments. Like when I would be sick, when I was at home, I would be getting my antibiotics for any sniffle, for anything. You know, I was antibiotically raised like you. Mm-hmm. And then if I was spending summer with my grandparents, 2-3 months, and I would have flu-like symptoms, cold, anything, you know, I remember tons of garlic, tons of like black pepper, different things, tinctures, some with alcohol, yes. Really like, I was like, what is it, fire in the glass? Oh. But, yeah, knocking
they
stuff
were helpful.
Out.
But
oh,
that
yeah.
was the wisdom of our ancestors. Of course, you got to know your ancestors in terms of your grandparents and the way they mm-hmm. lived. So you had some connection in your young life to come back mm-hmm. to. In my young life, I don't recall having that. It's not, again, I'm not complaining because I got to learn it for the first time in my 20s. You know, other than you know, reading about it in books, the idea that, oh, you need food comes from a farm? Mm-hmm. Really?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, I read about it, but it wasn't part of my upbringing, so... To do what I do now, when people say, I don't have a green thumb, I can't grow anything, I'm like, dude, it's not you that's doing the growing. If you
I don't have
do
any
basics,
thumbs. I don't have any thumbs. Red, green, nothing.
I've seen pictures of your garden.
Well, yes, but that's what I'm saying. You don't need a green thumb. You just grow, and I've learned from the energy healing. You know, I was very skeptical about the energy healing.
Yep.
And Bruce Lipton started talking, you know, giving lectures and stuff. I was listening to a few things, and I was like, oh, but then, you know, the more I listened, the more it made sense to me. And I started talking to my plants, and Mark is making fun of me, but he was like, hey, whatever works, you know, it's working, because the plants are growing, you know, and I don't put any fertilizers or anything like that. In the beginning, I put a lot of Fauci's comments. Manure, so it helped to stimulate the growth.
We should come out with a form of manure for your garden and call it Fauci's comments.
Fauci's comments,
Fauci's fertilizer.
Fauci's fertilizer comes straight from his mouth. Oh my gosh, Ula, that's precious. But yeah, so you that was the, you know, sustenance. If you have good manure that's been composted over a season or two or three, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's part of the blend that I put together with the help of a friend who knows how to do this and has been doing it much longer than me. And so that you have the ease of growing. And, you know, I'll be talking about that. I see Sherry has a question of, you know, the greenhouses, are they something that others can buy or buy plans for? And now that I've helped to build them, my wife has tremendously too. I know what it takes to do it. It's still, if you have basic acumen in terms of cutting and hammers and nails and screws and basic things, you can put it together. I have a better concept of how to do it. And let's see, Sherry's in Maryland, which is about the same latitude that I'm at, although the climate's a little different there. I think it would be a similar type of design. And maybe I can do a show on that or bring my friend Caleb on to talk about it. But if you go to seedrenaissance.com, I believe it is, seedrenaissance.com, there may be some information about greenhouses there and different things to follow up on. I don't know. You know, you're in South Carolina there.
Mm-hmm.
Your winters tend to be milder, but you can get some cold weather, sub-freezing.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Temperature.
Sure.
So greenhouses can be of great benefit to mm-hmm. grow through the winter. You get a decent amount of sun in the winter there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do amazing things to grow through the winter, even if you're not in Florida like I was for the previous 12 or 13 years.
That's on my bucket list. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to build a greenhouse for sure.
And with a community like you have, probably you could put out a call through the ministry and say, we got a barn raising happening. We've got the basic walls. Help us put them up, and boom, 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 it's up. And then you can continue on. So
we do have a lot of great farmers in our church, and they bring me honey. They are beekeepers as well. And we have new beekeepers who just learn from each other how to start the beehives and everything. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Do you have? Do they have bee pollen too, or just the honey?
I'm not sure. I think with bee pollen as well.
Oh, yeah, I love bee pollen. I still eat that every day.
Yeah.
Or a little bit of a dietary copper.
Copper, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, again, on the pesticide thing, it's just here it's common knowledge. Apparently there are still some people out there that haven't figured it out. What would you say percentage-wise in your husband's ministry, the people there, are eating organically versus conventionally grown pesticide-laden foods?
I would say 50-50.
Yeah, about half. That's pretty good, actually. Yeah.
More and more people are seeing the benefits of eating organic. Even when I try to encourage my girls in church, you know, like try for 2 weeks. Just give yourself 2 weeks and try to eat only organic, 100%. Commit yourself to 2 weeks. And I know you think about expenses and so on, but again, like you said, you know, you can go to the farmer's market and make sure that they're growing organically. Know your mm-hmm. farmer, and then you get organic food cheap because it doesn't have a certificate and extra cost added. And then they will see the difference just in their overall health. You know, they will stop having asthma attacks and so on, which happen in my close circle. So mm-hmm. definitely without pesticides, without herbicides, stuff like that.
I love that you're doing that 2 week challenge for people. Just humor me. 2 weeks, budget
That's
a little bit, don't do a few other things and see what happens. And in 2 weeks, that little amount of time, you can see such tremendous changes in symptoms that you've had. You're like, mm-hmm. you mean that was the food the whole time? That was the food? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the largest source of exposure of these chemicals beyond breathing or potential water. And we'll get to water as well. In fact, right now, our second article that I think is very important here, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says this at Medical Express, drinking sufficient water could prevent heart failure. Way back when, I did an interview with Dr. Batman Gelage of Your Body's Many Cries for Water, back in 02 or something like that, or 05, I don't remember now. And I don't know if we lost that with YouTube banning us, Super D, or if we had a backup of the interview with Dr. Batman Gelage. Do you remember?
I think we've got it on Patreon, dude.
Okay, I hope so, because that's an important article.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. targeting the Islamic State in Afghanistan, blowing up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers before they could attack the ongoing military evacuation of Kabul's airport. President Biden had said Saturday another attack was highly likely after the U.S. carried out a drone strike elsewhere in the country on Saturday, killing two ISIS fighters.
They lost a planner and they lost a facilitator and they've got one wounded.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Two of these individuals are no longer walking on the face of the earth. That's a good thing. It's a good thing for the people of Afghanistan. And it's a good thing for our troops and our forces at that airfield.
Our other top story, Hurricane Ida, now approaching Category 5 strength. Streets in parts of New Orleans have already started to flood, and parts of the Grand Isle appear to be completely inundated by storm surge. This is USA Radio News. President Biden today honored members of the military who were killed in the suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan last week. President and his wife met with families of the service members killed in the attack at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. They watched as flag-draped cases carrying the remains of 11 service members were loaded into vans. The remains of the final two service members killed in that attack will be transferred in a private event. Meanwhile, evacuation efforts continue at the Kabul airport. France and Britain plan to take emergency action to establish a safe zone.
France and the United Kingdom will propose the creation of a safe zone under UN control in Kabul to protect those trying to flee the country. French President Emmanuel Macron told a French newspaper on Saturday that the countries would make that proposal at an emergency UN meeting on Monday, where the ambassadors from the US, Russia, China, France, and Britain will meet to discuss the humanitarian and security situation in Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
At Trinity, you do learn a lot about hydration, and what did you learn?
I do. That even the minimal dehydration can cause some really serious issues. Like, I don't remember all the numbers, so I'll just tell you. Linda Page, the book Healthy Healing, it states that at 4% water depletion, muscle endurance diminishes and you start to get dizzy. So very often when we get dehydrated, just even a little bit dehydrated, we start feeling dizzy, you know, slight headache. Then at 5% water loss, headaches begin. mild to quite severe. Drowsiness, loss of the ability to concentrate, and unreasonable impatience occurs. Because you get headache, you get cranky. At 6% water loss, body temperatures is impaired, and your heart begins to race. So very often I have clients like the one I'm working on now, and she says, you know, her body temperature cannot adjust, so she's like either freezing or getting very hot. I'm like, okay, that's not related to any menopausal issues and stuff. It's just homeostasis is out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's very, very dehydrated. From the interview that I had with her, she doesn't drink hardly any water.
What was she drinking besides water? You know, is it sodas? Is it diuretics like coffee? What do people, you know, like her?
No coffee, just soft drinks, yes.
Soft drinks, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And tea, occasionally tea.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. But in this case, we're talking, what, heart failure? Heart
right.
failure. I mean, it's like, we're going to have to give you a heart transplant. No, drink water. And, you know, it's one of these things yep. that's been a revelation mm-hmm. to me over the years, as I've learned, and when I interviewed Dr. Batman from his book, Your Body's Many Cries of Water. What was he? He was a physician, a medical doctor in Iran, mm-hmm. political prisoner in prison, helping fellow prisoners who knew he was a doctor to deal with ulcers and headaches and all kinds of maladies. Simply by drinking water. Sometimes he'd say put a little sea salt in it, apparently. But for the most part, water. The water cure we've talked about over the years as well. That concept that hydration is your first starting point to make sure you're drinking enough. Of course, adequately filtered, clean, from clean sources, or clean up what's coming to you from municipally treated sources. You know, we're big fans here of Synergy Science and the Echo Water Filtration Systems. But even if you don't have that whole system set up, now we have, for the hydrogen element of not only hydration, but the facilitation of a lot of great things with the H2 dissolved, the little units like the H2 Go now, for less than $150, you can have hydrogen in the water. So it's just amazing the ease with which we can get benefit from water alone. It's the carrier for most things homeopathic. Even if you utilize pellets, it's a water/alcohol base that imparts the information to the pellets that you take. So water, vitally important on so many levels. And, of course, the bottom line, hydration.
Yes. And, you know, the sodium potassium pump and everything, it all comes down to not enough water or too much water. Because like in this article and that you quoted, they say minimum water intake should be for women between 1.5 and 2 liters of water, and for men between 2 and 3 or 4. And I was taught that actually we need, in order to maintain our optimal health, we need half of our body weight in liquid or fluid ounces. So if you're a 200-pound man or a woman, you need 100 ounces of water. And, of course, you will not be drinking water because you can actually flush out a lot of valuable minerals and cause heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
But you can eat a lot of food that contains a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watermelon, cantaloupe, celery, cucumbers, strawberries.
We have 15 cantaloupe growing right now.
Oh, man.
I think maybe more. I'm not sure. And we got 2 watermelon. They're slow on. They're little ones. But we're getting better, you know, with each season about, you know, how to care for the soil and plant things. And then, as I said, for the people that say, I don't have a green thumb, or as you said, I don't have thumbs at all, you just have to make sure you have decent soil and sunlight, of course, and adequate water. And even, you know, in a place like a high desert where I'm growing some things, to know how to modify the way you grow to minimize your need for water that may be in scarce supply. As well as now with my greenhouses, we have a sloped roof, metal roof, drives into a little channel that catches a funnel. The water is then driven into a large barrel inside the greenhouse itself.
Wow.
And we just had like 2.5 days of rain out of nowhere. And the barrel is like 3/4 full just from 2 days of rain. You talk
That's
about
nice.
Efficiency of collecting rainwater from the roof. Now, don't tell anybody because it might be illegal for all I know.
Right.
You know, I'm not in Oregon where Super Don is. By the way, I want to bring Super Don in the mix here in addition. This, you know about tweeting, right? This idea of Twitter. You're not a big fan of Twitter, Super Don, because it's all about flaming wars of aggression, right?
Right.
Ula, you're on Twitter. We do have automated Twitter stuff during the show where Super Don tweets out the things, and I'll try to tweet out here. We're on the air. Still Periscope or whatever they call it now is working, so some people do watch us on Twitter. And yesterday, we tweeted out, one tweet out of all the tweets of the show was about this guy named Sean Penn. Do you know this guy, Sean Penn?
Sadly, I do, yes.
Yeah. Now, he tweeted that he doesn't want anybody to see his movies if they haven't been vaccinated. He wants to do more
than that.
Right?
Yeah, you got
and
that,
we're
buddy.
Like, of course, we're not upset. I did like his character, Jeff Spicoli, in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's not a kid's movie, by the way. But this tweet, I just want to say, this is the weirdest thing, Super Don. I showed you this morning. Now, we only have, like, 11 to 12,000 followers. We had more, and then we got diminished like everybody in the great, whatever they called it, the churning of people that say unapproved things on Twitter. But we're still here. We haven't been banned on Twitter. And so usually we'll have maybe a few thousand impressions a day, all right? Not big. Occasionally we'll have a breakthrough day and something catches. The Sean Penn tweet yesterday, over 200,000 impressions and climbing.
Whoo!
What the heck happened? I don't get it. What is it with this Sean Penn guy? Now, I know Sean Penn, he's been even verified to be a CIA asset. He has been involved with the CIA in his lifetime. And once CIA, always CIA, in my opinion. So I'm not a guy that trusts Sean Penn. Yes, he's a good and talented actor, but I'm not interested in seeing any of his movies, that this one in particular. I think it's going to tank. But I don't know. Maybe somebody can explain why that tweet got such traction. I just don't know.
Was it on your account?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Have it there? What are you seeing there?
No, this is actually, I mean, the Twitter went crazy, but on our Facebook, we got some attention, some shares, and some comments, but the comments are priceless. You know, it's like the headline, Sean Penn would prefer it if unvaccinated people don't even see his movies. Some of the comments are like, so do the unvaccinated. Yeah. Very happy to oblige you. Don't worry, we're not interested. Sounds like a plan. So yeah, it got some traction on Facebook as well.
Yeah. Well, again, who knows? I mean, because we're not clickbaiters. We don't even strategize about these tweets, really. I mean, it's nice when it happens. We're like, oh, that's cool. But we're so not programmed to program, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It's like, what do we organically want to cover that's important to us? And we'll roll with it, and then the people that are interested will join us or not. And I know that's very not a smart business thing to do, but I've never been about the business of this. I've always been about how do we help people, how do we empower them, and somehow we're still here 22-plus years later. God bless you, and thank you to all of you. In fact, you just sent a message, Super Don, in Skype. This is from Nancy Alexander?
Yeah.
What is this?
Our newest patron, just while we were on the air here.
Nice.
Nancy joined Patreon. She says, Robert and Super Don, thank you for keeping me sane during this last year and a half. I thought I'd put my money where my mouth is and become a patron. Your knowledge, sense of humor, and compassion have been invaluable. Thank you. Love you guys.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Nancy. Appreciate it.
Nancy, thank you. That's very sweet. Like, we love... Look, everybody out there is doing whatever they can to help. I know. You're sharing the show. That I see a lot more of as well. And it really, because we don't have a PR agency doing it for us. We are it. But Ula's fantastic, as you know. We love Ula. You're just such a supporter of this message. And you yourself have gone through this education process. I don't know. When did you connect with Trinity? When did you learn about Trinity School of Natural Health?
It was through you, because you were talking so much about the Trinity. I'm like, okay.
I'm so annoyed. I'm going to look it up.
Yes. Yeah, so actually, I checked, and I was like, you know, I know a lot of things. I'm watching Robert Scott Bell. I know it all. But I called, and I talked to the consultant enrollment specialist. And she talked to me, you know, she was very polite and courteous. And I was like, you know, I don't want to start from the beginning because I think I already have some expertise, blah, 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 knowledge. She's like, that's fine. That's wonderful. Yeah. What kind of qualifications and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no qualifications, just knowledge, you know. And she just asked a few questions, and I was like, oh, man, yeah.
Maybe I should start it.
Yeah, so she was like, if you'd like to start, you know, those are the steps I recommend. And after consult, I was like, yeah, I need that.
Yeah, you got, and the foundation has been good, hasn't it?
And oh my goodness, even the history, you know, history of medicine and all those great healers, and from the beginning, even the history of Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine, all the Greek healers and stuff like that, Persian healers, amazing. Amazing. I mean, I had no idea that medicine is that old, and I thought, you know, it's all witch doctor stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing. And then learning about the Flexner Report and Rockefeller's, yes, that was eye-opening, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, it's beautiful, and you've come through it. They didn't reject you because you're from Poland or anything.
They
were very nice.
No, they were actually very, very patient with me and with my English language. And although they are scoring also the proper grammar and, you know, your structure when you submit your assignments, they want you at the highest level, you know, because you're representing Trinity School, like yeah. Ron as a health professional. And so, yeah, that was amazing. I actually had to work really hard to form proper sentences and work on my grammar. And I asked Mark to be my editor-in-chief. And he was reading through, you know, reproofing. And, yeah, it was fun.
So, Ula, is English a second language, third language, fourth language? Which number of languages is English for you?
Actually, English was my third language, yeah.
Third, okay. Mm-hmm. So Polish, then what?
Then I started learning German.
Oh, wow, okay.
And, yeah, no.
Wow, you love German, huh?
Yes, yes. Ich liebe Deutsch.
There you go.
No.
All right, but folks, trinityschool.org. And I'm talking doctors. You doctors out there, you didn't learn the things you will learn at Trinity School of Natural Health.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Of aging, you know, you're adding 7 days of aging. So I'm like, oh my, you know. Yeah. And sometimes, yeah, I would be leaving some makeup on. I don't wear much makeup, but just on my eyes. And I'm like, no, because then you will wrinkle prematurely. The same with the hot dogs. 35
minutes per hot dog. And think about it though, if you microwave it, it could be 35 days. Per hot dog. I don't know. Don't mind.
How do they measure that? How do they measure that? I wonder. Like,
I don't know.
Do they take someone who already died and like?
How many hot dogs did he eat?
Alternative universe, like, oh, you see, this is the universe when you ate hot dogs. This is the universe.
It sounds like the Marvel universe multiverse. findings included over 5,000 foods in the U.S. diet classified as by health burden and environmental impact. Let's see. How did they do this? They arranged the scores, basically ranged from 74 minutes lost to 80 minutes gained per serving. You mean there's something worse than hot dogs? Although, again, if they're coming from certified, let's say, organic or grass-fed animals and not added all the garbage, I don't know that you're going to have that same scenario, but if it's Meyer Wiener, maybe. I don't know. They saw about gains. Foods like salted peanuts, baked salmon, and rice with beans were associated with positive gains between 10 to 15 minutes. But what if those salted peanuts were loaded with aflatoxin? I didn't talk about that. So they're missing a few things
right.
here.
Yes.
They're looking at salt. They do mention trans fats. So that has an impact that we acknowledge here. And there's a link to that study, the Michigan Public Health Study, in this regard. Hot dogs, 35-minute reduction in your lifespan. So check it out.
But again, how can they know? That's what I'm thinking. Like, how do they know that it's 35 minutes off your life?
They're, you know, Ula.
Superdon knows.
Superdon, do you know the answer to that question? How do they know?
I'm just excited that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were associated with an increase of 33 minutes.
Good. All right.
You know?
Yes.
That's the best part
the
right
peanut
there.
Butter is organic.
P&J, man.
Yeah. Right?
Right. Grandma was right.
All right. Let's see. A couple of more stories before we wrap up. Then we got a bonus round. If Ula can stick around, we'll see. half of Americans, this is a sad story, and I know it well because, you know, my wife and her story, you all know I've talked about her pain, trigeminal neuralgic pain. We've managed it the best way we can, but it's not like the problem's ever been fully solved. It's just been reduced from the severity and intensity where she was completely not functional. There are better days, there are worse days. Nearly half of Americans worry they'll never have another pain-free day in their lives. This is sad. A new study asked 2,000 Americans about their daily experience and impact on their life dealing with aches and pains, along with finding that 48% believe they'll never have a pain-free day again. The average American says they'll only have 13 truly pain-free days every year. Holy tamale.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My wife is not alone. This is big.
And fibromyalgia is going up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So pain is real. And like when we went to the chiropractor for the first time and we went with actual some pain, like our daughter had the shoulder that was popping out when she was moving her head. Mm-hmm. When my shoulder and my back was hurting, my husband's back and the wonky shoulder after he jumped out of the window to run after our son who escaped.
Wow.
So he dislocated and it was just mess. So we all had pain, and we didn't know about Michael because he doesn't communicate if he's in pain, but we assumed he was. And we said, yeah, you know, but it's okay. I mean, it's normal to have some pain. And he was like, it's not okay. It's not normal to have pain. You assume that it's normal because everybody else has pain, but it's not normal. You know, our body and you're still young. Hmm? That's what he said.
Yeah.
That, you know, you're not supposed to suffer. You're not supposed to live in pain. And then after adjustments, you know, we realize that, pain is not something we should be used to.
I asked this question once to somebody very deeply spiritually connected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the purpose of pain and suffering?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer at that point was pain is actually the great purifier of God on some level.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That it is something that can burn off debt if mm-hmm. we have it or help others if you choose to do that, like some have. But
yeah.
The choice is still a choice, and at a certain point it could become a habit. Yet there are people suffering, like I said, my wife I know for full well, trying to get through this. And we manage it with safe things, non-toxic things, non-addictive things, like CBD, kratom, and other things to reduce it, and other bioenergetic signals. But, you know, it's still an ongoing endeavor, and I understand and I have compassion for people that suffer and feel that they may never come out of it. We're going to keep trying and keep getting information out to y'all. We got to take a break. Ula, can you stick around a few more minutes? Or
yeah,
do you have to
sure.
run? Okay.
Yes.
Bonus round coming up, including a story we didn't get to about Lyme disease, wreaking havoc on mental health. So thanks for everybody listening in the United Kingdom on UK Health Radio as well. Appreciate y'all being here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.